News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, US President Donald Trump has tasked his economics team with devising plans for reciprocal tariffs on every country taxing US imports. And by taxing US imports, it could just be VAT, which, you know, most countries have. It ramps up the prospects of a global trade war. Basically, he has asked his team to come back by the April 1st deadline. It's no April Fool's joke, though, with a plan for reciprocal taxes. And he said, look, start calculating the duties and come back to me by April the 1st. It obviously is going to have a huge impact on Ireland, Ciara, because we're a massive exporter to the US.
Yeah, we run a 50 billion euro surplus to the US. That's how much more we export in terms of goods and service to them than we import. We export 70, we import 20. It's 50 billion. It's enormous. But the real key here is that he has said specifically he's going to target pharmaceuticals and microchips. He's going to target tech, in other words, and pharma. 90%, guys, 90% of our corporation tax comes from tech and pharma. This is you know, the golden goose that we've been talking about. We've so much money. We were talking about this at the budget. We've so much. We can't believe how much money we have. It all comes from tech and pharma. And tech and pharma are now exactly what are in the crosshairs of Donald Trump. And by the way, that 50 billion surplus is very important, because if you look at the whole trading surplus between the EU and the US, it's 50 billion. So Ireland's alone is the same as the rest of the sort of the EU put together. Our trading relationship, we had Lucinda Creighton on the show 2 days ago, and she said the single most important transatlantic trade relationship is the Ireland-US one. And certainly it is to us, but it is in general anyway. And we are in real trouble here. The fact that he is targeting our two main industries, I wonder, is it pointed? I know the UK think it's pointed at them as well, but in terms of what he's targeting,
the Chinese, the Japanese, the South Koreans.
I wonder, I do feel that there's a pointed element. He's slapped sanctions on South Africa over the ICC. I wonder, is this a little shot across the bow to Ireland specifically? But irrespective of that, we are in trouble. If this trade war kicks off, I don't think it's an overstatement to say this could be cataclysmic for our economy.
Yeah, now look, the hope is, there's obviously months, hopefully, of investigation ahead and hopefully months of negotiation involved. And obviously, a lot of those exports are from US companies. So the hope is that Trump isn't going to bite his nose to spite his face. But then this
he
is Donald Trump we're
home,
talking
though.
About. Yeah, but I mean, how realistic is that? And they will kick back at that. But look, it's certainly a worry. And the other thing that absolutely strikes me in relation to this, Ciara, is those people in Leinster House who are making cheap headlines from arguing that we shouldn't go to the White House for St. Patrick's Day should we get an invitation, to me, it shows the insanity of that approach. The idea that we should stick our heads in the sand, we should virtue signal and say, we're not going to talk to this man when this man has our economic fortunes in the palm of his hand. It's bonkers, it's idiocy, it's insanity. Yeah. And actually, I think it's time that those politicians start getting called out by the media on it, because it's just, it is absolutely contrary to our national interest for us not to go to Washington.
Well said. And you're right. It would be sleepwalking into stupidity. And there are those who want to do it. And they are the people that are on the high moral ground and virtue signalling and full of sanctimony. But as, again, Lucinda Creighton, I'm quoting her twice in one morning, those are people with no responsibility in terms of keeping the lights on in Ireland. And
with no power comes no responsibility.
Yeah. Well said, Shane Coleman. Let us know what you think out there. I'd say particularly if you're somebody who works in Apple, or if you're somebody who works in Intel, or if you're somebody who works in Meta, or indeed any of our big pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer or any of them, I'd say you have thoughts on this morning. Let us know what you think about this. Pharma and IT now in the crosshairs of Donald Trump this morning in terms of tariffs and trade wars. Let us know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.